A new hashtag you could use is Fun Rock. That's how Atlanta band Baby Baby ends every tweet and how they describe their genre. The band plays at Jorts Fest this weekend. So our producer, Gabby Watt, spoke with the four members. The band is originally from Carrollton, Georgia, but their song Here is an anthem for Atlanta.
You know what's funny is that we were working on the song for like a few days, and Sean got frustrated and he like sat down and just started playing. Were you playing the original bass line but slower or something?
Yeah, I changed the groove on the bass line, and then I started repeating that, and then Grant and Tez and everyone started joining in, and then we felt a lot more organic and just felt better than what we had going before.
And then I was in the kitchen. I was a cook at the time. I don't know, that East Side just came in my head.
Yeah, the East Side, East Side, stay on the West Side. Man, hallelujah for the South Side, making money on the North Side. We're just one big party.
I think we've been talking about doing an Atlanta anthem for a long time because people know us as being from Carrollton. You know, if you go to Carrollton right now, they would know who you were talking about. But you go to Atlanta and you mention us, this is my home. So it was important, I think, to all of us to have a song that really captured Atlanta. And it's got to be cool. It's got to be good.
But you won't catch me driving by.
Is there a lot of pressure creating an anthem because you want something that people can sing along to and identify with?
Yeah, for us, all we do is make anthems, so that part was super easy. It was just which one was going to be the Atlanta anthem. Because you can technically make any song an anthem, but it's got to be the right song. And I think how organically it came together, it was the time. Actually, the song we were working on for like a week, and then literally like Sean came up with that bass line. We were in the studio the next day, and the song was done.
And you say that every song's an anthem. It's true that you are known for your live performances. There's a lot of energy. Do you get exhausted?
Yes. We actually have a song called Exhausted as well. There's a certain moment in our set. I can't remember what song it is. I always forget. There's like a moment that like I'm playing the drums and then singing really loudly and holding a note and having to like hold it out, and I always just get super dizzy and almost pass out at that moment in the song every single set. And then at the end of every set, I've been like picking Sean up on my shoulders going out in the crowd, and that last show I just fell out, and just I thought the show was over because usually we end it right there, but they kept going and I was just passed out on the ground for like 2 minutes straight, and everyone in the crowd was like, you gotta get up, you gotta keep going. So yeah, it gets pretty tough. It's also really good for my back, you know. getting old, I can feel it in the morning sometimes. So.
So, with your lineup now, it's two drum sets. What effect does that have? I mean, it's a relatively unusual formation, so why the two drum sets?
Well, it all goes back to when we were living at River's Edge, back to Carrollton. And Colin, he was our roommate, and he was tired of listening to us bang around on pots and pans, and Tez was playing guitar, so he kind of just said, hey, can I play? And then, 8 years later, he's still saying the same thing, and we're still doing the same thing.
Yeah, before every show, I'm like, hey, can I play, guys? It's kind of weird.
I'd say, like, we want musically to turn people to animals. And, like, you know, drums have a very primal element to it, so get two of those mother suckers.
It also like makes the set very fluid and always changing because we've been playing together so long, and we basically like have each other's rhythms down pat, but like a live show is always organic and changing, so it keeps it fresh, I think.
And I know one of the descriptors you use a lot to describe your music is fun rock.
Yeah.
Where are you coming from in terms of why do you always want your sets to be high energy as opposed to having some like sad, lower energy moments within your sets?
Yeah. First, let's give a shout out to people who make sad music. You know what I mean? We're all important here. But what fun rock is a blending of the most fun parts of different genres of music. Even sad music's got some fun parts to it. And then we built a reputation for our live sets that's, you know, I don't want to say legendary. You know what I mean? But
it's like, I don't want to say it, but I am.
But I did say it. It has been said. I feel like I play better when I'm really just in the song, when I just forget about the crowd. I actually pretend like they can't see me. And then I just do whatever I want.